Willie 1550 and 98.7. Hello there, I'm Kenny Graves, and on the line with us, a country music legend who has over 66 charted hits, including 40 top 10s and 10 number one hits. He's had 5 gold records. He's a multiple award winner as a solo artist and as one half of the duo Mo and Joe, a former rodeo bull rider and an author. His autobiography, Lucky Me, was released last year. I call him one of the greatest honky-tonk singers of my lifetime. We're talking about the great Mo Bandy. And Mo, welcome aboard, and thank you for taking time to speak with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great, Kenny, and it's good talking with you.
Yes, sir. It's such a pleasure to have you on. You've got a couple of shows coming up. You're going to be at Main Street Crossing in Tomball on Friday, June 7th, and in Cossie at the Cossie Downtown Street Dance on Saturday, June 8th. So I wanted folks to kind of get to know you a little bit. So you took the long route to being a country music superstar, but you came by your musical talents honestly. Did I understand both your parents played music, correct?
That's right. My dad played guitar and sang, and my mother played piano and sang. So we had 6 children in our family, and we did a lot of singing, but I did more, I guess, than anybody. But I was raised around music.
And a deep abiding love. You were your big influences were Marty Robbins, Hank Sr., names like that, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct. And luckily, I got to do a lot of shows. I never did with Hank Sr., of course, but I did shows with Marty Robbins and Ernest Tubb and all my heroes. I got to work with them, and that was a thrill.
And if anybody wants to pick up that autobiography, of course, you do write about some of those stories of working with some of your heroes on Lucky Me.
I sure do, and I've been wanting to write that book for a long time, and I wrote it. And Barbara Bush was nice enough before she passed to write the intro to it, and I was just honored about that. And the book is just really done well. I'm so happy about it. But a lot of memories, a lot of years, and a lot of things have happened.
Yes, sir. Well, the Bush 41 train came right here through Navasota, transporting the 41st president onto College Station. And you had a long-standing friendship with 41 and the First Lady. Now, how did that friendship come about?
Well, I met the president years ago, and briefly, I was singing a national anthem at the Monday Night Football, actually, and I just met him briefly. But later on, they were doing the campaigning, and they were using my song Americana. They played it when they campaigned, and I heard about, or they contacted me actually, and I flew in and I started doing rallies with them, and we got to be very good friends. And I campaigned with them 1988. For about a year there, we just went everywhere, and so it was. And we just got to be very close friends. I've traveled with them all over the world, actually. And so they were a great, beautiful couple that just were sincerely interested in making our country a better country.
Yeah, and they're highly thought of here, that's for sure. So, mm-hmm. Yes. But and did I rewrite you? Are you going to do another classic country cruise early next year?
I'm doing my cruise. And we're doing out of Galveston this year. We moved it to New Orleans for a couple of years, but I'm going out of Galveston, and I think it's the 13th, I believe, of January. I'm going to have to get that. But yes, we are. And we're also doing the country music cruise that we're doing. Let's see, that cruise is the 11th. I'm sorry, my cruise is the 11th. But we're doing the country music cruise with a bunch of different entertainers with us on the 25th. So I'm doing 2 cruises this year.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been on the water plenty of times. I'll tell you what, I'll take a bad week on a cruise and a good week most places.
Oh, it's fun. We do them every year, and I do 2 a year usually. And I love the cruises. They're a lot of fun.
Yes, sir. And Right quick, now before music became your full-time career, you were a bull rider and a blue-collar worker, and you worked with sheet metal. So you...
I was a sheet metal worker and in San Antonio, Texas, and went out weekends and rode bulls, tried to ride bulls, but found out got too beat up.
Well, it's a good thing you took your time and got on to music, because with that career you've had, it speaks a lot. Another thing, are you got any TV appearances coming up?
Well, I'm doing always doing something, but we've had quite a few lately, but not right now, but we will, I'm sure, and eventually catch more stuff.
But you do a lot on RFD TV, I know.
We do Larry's Diner and Country Music, the Country Family Reunion. And those shows have been really good to us, and we're like a family. We really are. It's been so good.
Well, I like it when things are close-knit, and the country circles, it runs that way. And, you know, trends happen in music, but right now it seems like with all demographics that classic country music is becoming a mainstay. It's becoming the most popular genre in the country music side of things. Have you noticed an uptick in younger folks at your shows?
No doubt about it. I mean, we've seen younger people, and it's been something to watch that. I love it because the people loved our music. They brought their kids and their grandkids, and we're seeing that more of a day, and that's great.
Well, passing a love of music down to your kids and grandkids is always a good thing. Always a good thing. But and you make some awesome, you and Gene, like I said, the last of the real honky tonk singers out there. So looking forward to having you down here, Main Street Crossing in Tomball on Friday, June 7th, and then in Cossey at the Cossey Downtown Street Dance on Saturday, June 8th. And that is the great Mo Bandy. Thank you very much for taking time to talk with us this morning.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Enjoyed it.
All right. I'm Kenny Graves for Willie 1550 and 98.7.